New plans to mine oil sands in Utah are under review, but environmentalists say state regulators need to take a harder look at the details. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Environmental groups are pushing the Utah Division of Water Quality to dig deeper into the Bruin Point mine's impacts on its surroundings. They say the mine is close to springs that shouldn't be allowed to dry up or be contaminated by waste products, and the chemical content of the oil stripping solvent remains a secret. Joro Walker is an attorney for Western Resource Advocates.
It's really unnerving not to know what the makeup of a solvent is when it's going to be used on a large-scale basis like this and be exposed to the environment.
The company American Sands Energy Corporation proposes mining deep in the Book Cliffs near the Carbon County town of Sunnyside. The company didn't respond to requests for comment, but it says in a recent news release that the mine will begin producing oil next summer and generate up to 5,000 barrels a day. Jeff Hartley is an industry lobbyist who disputes the idea that this kind of mining inevitably harms the environment.
Companies that are going into production in Utah are committed to introducing these new technologies. The state of Utah is committed to holding the companies to the best available technologies and the best available controls.
If mining and environmental officials sign off on the Bruin Point mine, it will be the second in Utah and the second in the U.S. Utah has more oil sands deposits than any other state. Judy Faze, KUER News.